Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you are new to the show, this is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 16 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today, courtesy of our friends over at podfriend.com, we are listening to Architecting with Angela Mazzi. Their description here says, if you believe design can change the world, you've found your humans here on Architecting. This show is about the architect as a person and helps you bypass the status quo traps in our profession. And so I don't know what this episode is. It is completely blind, and it goes a little something like, well, before we get to the episode, we need to hear the jingle. You know this one.
The following is an opinion. And only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And it goes a little something like this. Okay, for the record, and it's just because I'm a musician, the bass and the piano are out of tune.
Hey, all you intrepid architects out there. If you believe design can change the world, then you've found your humans here on this show, Architecting. My name is Angela Mazzi, and I'm an architect and career coach who's figured out how to live my passion while claiming a successful architecture career and lifestyle.
Okay, so far, audio's good. She's let me know what the show's about, so cool. Now, how soon do we get to the content?
Was about the architect as a person and will help you bypass the status quo traps in our profession while teaching you how to make an impact in your career. We need to stand in our power as architects and use our skills to make great places. If you're with me, let's get architecting. All right, lights, it's Angela, and I am so excited to welcome you to this episode of Architecting. Today, we are going to talk about discernment. I want to really unpack the term and put a finer point on it. Discernment is simply the ability to pick out the traits.
Okay, I'm going to point something out, and as soon as I do this, you're not going to notice. You will not be able to not hear this. First of all, I turned up the volume. It was a little quiet. And she has some sort of air conditioning in the back, and she has a noise gate on. So you'll hear that when she stops talking, it gets completely silent. And the minute she starts talking, there's this weird, in the background.
See the facts, understand the qualities of something. As such, discernment could be psychological, moral, or even aesthetic. But what discernment is not is a judgment. A lot of times, discernment is even talked about in the context of science because it really is just about noticing, not assigning any value to a thing, not determining that it's good or bad, just noticing. And I think that is a really good skill to cultivate because most of us have a story. It's based on what happened to us growing up, the people we spend the most time with, the beliefs we hold that may or may not be true about how life works. That story becomes a lens through which we see the world. So when something happens, it triggers our story, whatever it is, and we then react because we have made a judgment about what's gone on instead of respond. How do we get to that place of discernment? And I'm not going to lie, it is not easy because, of course, if something triggers your story, it's going to emotionally hook you in. First of all, I think we need to understand why is discernment important. I talked a little bit about react versus respond and really about empowering yourself because when you react, you are not in control. When you respond, you are in control and choosing the action that you will or will not take in the moment.
All right, so the show is not perfect, and, you know, for the record, neither is this one. And I'm really kind of listening through the ears of a podcaster as I'm picking apart her audio. It's just that slightly aggressive noise gate that when you do come back, it almost creates a clicking sound, and it makes me notice the background noise that if it was just there the whole time, I think we'd kind of like not even notice it. I dug out her website because I was like, Art, this show isn't horrible. And architecting has nothing to do with architects. This is about how to architect your career. So that I think we got from her intro. Her audio is okay. It's, like I said, not horrible. The music, that opening music, when you kind of came in, you told what the show was, and then the music came back in, and then it stops like, bam. To me, either bring the music down a little bit, or just find something that maybe fades out, because that seemed a little harsh. It was like, all right, now the show, ba da da ba. And I was like, whoa, hold on. So, but all in all, you're headed in the right direction. Your audio is definitely listenable. You let me know what the show is about, and then you got right to the content. And I like the content. I like the fact that you're like, look, discernment has nothing to do with right or wrong or judging. It's just like, hey, let's notice there's something different here, and can we learn from it? So if you want to check out more, go over to architectingpodcast.com. That is the name of it, Architecting. Apparently, she also has a book, Good Old Angela, at the website. So that's at the front. And she has an architecting club, which would be interesting. Now, if I was doing a full review of this on the podcast review show, I'd be interested to see what her sales pitch is like for that, because a lot of times that's where people really kind of drop the ball, is doing your sales pitch for your premium content. But if you would like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, it's super simple. Go over to podcastrodeoshow.com/store, and you'll see there's the what we're doing right here, the first impression. There's one that is, there's a private where we listen to the whole thing. And then the best deal, two podcast consultants for the price of one. Plus, we do it live on video. You get to ask us questions, and that is myself and 30-year radio veteran Eric K. Johnson. You can find that at podcastreviewshow.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Dave Jackson. Thanks for joining me on my mission to help polish off those boring podcast segments of your show and make them bright and sparkly and grab people's attention. Take care. We'll see you again real soon. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.